Hello and welcome to Empower to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready. Get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others.
We say greetings to each one of you and welcome to the show. This week, our topic is don't look back. Don't look back. We're going to look at the account of Lot's wife in Genesis 19. Starting at verse 12 in the New King James Version, it reads this way. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city? Take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-laws, who had married his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-laws it seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you become consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Then Lot said to them, "Please know, my lords, indeed now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die." Y'all. Woo, come on. Sodom and Gomorrah is being destroyed. Sodom and Gomorrah is being destroyed. And God is saying, escape for your life. Don't look back. Keep going. I'm going to go down to verse 23. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Have you ever found it hard to leave an enjoyable place, even though that place was contrary to what God had for you, had instructed you to do? Have you ever been in a situation and the Lord was telling you to flee from it? The word even tells us to flee from the very appearance of evil, to not let our good works be evil spoken of in any way, shape, or form. Have there been times in your life when God has spoken to you and says, "That's enough, move away from that," and you struggled with it? I know that we all have. We all have. If we're honest, we've all been in that same space. But in this account in Genesis 19, we see where God was being merciful unto Lot and to his entire family to aid them in getting away from a place, Sodom and Gomorrah, which had become so perverse, so corrupt, that God wiped it out. He sent fire and brimstone from the heavens to destroy the cities, to destroy the inhabitants, to destroy even that which was coming up out of the ground, because it was so perverse. And God said to Lot and his family, go. It was amazing to me that the son-in-laws, when Lot told them, we got to go, they thought it was a joke. And I'm sure they thought it was a joke because they had been having fun with the experience of Sodom and Gomorrah, doing what everybody else was doing, although they had the wives. Life of sin was so pleasurable that they lost their lives. Our thought today is don't look back. As we continue on this life journey, there are going to be times when we're confronted with situations that we have to flee from. There are going to be times when God says to us, enough is enough. I need you to move from this space. I need you to move from this place. I need you to move from these people. I need you to transition into a place of obedience with me. I'm being merciful unto you. I'm extending love and favor to you. And the only thing that I want you to do is obey me and live. You know, you read different accounts of this story of Lot's wife. I don't care how you look at it. Because she was so taken with how life was that he says, we've got to keep going. And she paused and looked back. There was something about that past. It was something about that life. There was something about that city, Sodom and Gomorrah, those cities still captured her, that still intrigued her, that there was something that she did not want to let go of. And she not just slightly glanced back, she turned and looked back. Now, I can't imagine what she was thinking. I'm watching all of this end. I'm watching this be destroyed. Is this real? Was I a part of this? I can't imagine what she's thinking, what she was thinking. But whatever it was, there was something about that turning back to the things of old cost her her life. She turned into a pillar of salt. That was the end. Now, I think about sometimes how we have people in our family, friends, loved ones that we encourage. It's time for you to leave that life. It's time for you to move forward in the things of God. It's time for you to change. Come on, let's go. Let me lead you. Let me show you the way. You desire to be the light. You desire to be the salt of the earth to help them get to that new place in God. But no matter what you've done or what you're doing, they seem reluctant to move forward. And there are times that we've watched our loved ones not become the pillar of salt as Lot saw his wife, but we watch their lives begin to diminish. We see change in them that's detrimental. And even then, God doesn't take them out. He's still extending grace to them to change their ways. We can't make people do anything. We can encourage them in the Lord. We can show them the way. But an old adage says you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. It's the same thing with leading people to Christ and encouraging them to live life the way Christ intended. But to each of us, we have a choice. We have a choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. Is your relationship with Christ enough that you will leave all the old behind you, forgetting those things which are behind you and pressing forward to the things ahead? Setting your sights on those things which have been revealed to you by the Spirit of God, according to his will, his plan, and your purpose for your life. Is that enough for you to continue to move forward and not look back? Disobedience, maybe lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride, maybe those were some of the things that contributed to her looking back and losing her life. But what things are you dealing with today that may tempt you to look back? I often tell people that if it's something that God has delivered you from, the Spirit of God has delivered you from, be careful and don't play with it, because the enemy would want you to look back, to dabble in it again. The enemy would want to try you to see if you've truly been delivered. And the thing that we have to recognize is that once we've been delivered, if we go back and mess with that thing, those demons will come back to us 7 times stronger than they did the first time. Will you be strong enough this time to overcome if you mess with it again? Don't look back. Press. I'm encouraging you today to press. Press towards the prize of the high calling in Christ. Press. You say, Apostle Val, sometimes it's hard to let go. You know what? It is. It is hard sometimes to let go. But do you want to suffer great loss for disobedience? Or do you want the reward of moving forward, knowing that God loves you? He has a plan for your life. He wants you to succeed. He wants to give you the way of escape. He offers it to us. Every time we find ourselves up against the wall, he offers us a way of escape. Are you taking it? Are you choosing to look back? The way of the transgressor is pretty easy, y'all. It is. We hop, skip, jump, look back, flip back, all those kinds of things when we were transgressing, living the way the world presented. But the path that the Spirit of God put before us is narrow, and it requires some discipline. I want to encourage you again today. Don't look back. Go back and look at this account. Look at Genesis 19 in its entirety. Look at how sin and perversion can wreak havoc and cause destruction. But then because of a relationship with Christ, because the Lord loves the way that he does, he will offer you a way of escape, and all he's asking is that you move forward, that you yield to what he's spoken, not look back. Brothers and sisters, please stay the path that the Spirit of God has given to you, and don't look back.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Empower to Empower Others. We certainly hope that that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.